Good morning, 8:11 on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Friday edition of the program. It is time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank at Skank Insurance. And Charles joins us via phone this morning. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
Good morning, James. I'm doing well.
Hey, good to have you on here. What's our verse of the day?
It is, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Psalm 37:23.
All righty. Thank you so much for that, Charles. So you're joining us via phone because you're in Oklahoma City this morning. And I'm a big fan, by the way, of Oklahoma City. My sister and brother-in-law lived there for a number of years. So it's been a while since I've been there, but good to, you know, get away and, you know, get out of town every so often.
Well, my sister lives here as well, and brother-in-law and her seven kids. And, well, six kids, one's off to college. But I'm staying with her, and just to be good to be here for a couple of days.
That is awesome. I mean, there's so many fun places to go and things to see in OKC, so that is awesome. I'm glad you're getting to do that. So, hey, I know as we are here in October, we've got a really important date that's coming up that people really need to be aware of, right?
That's right. AEP is quickly approaching October the 15th. Called annual election period, and things are very different this year from what they have been. Prescription drug pricing is different. You know who the top prescription drug plan and the prescription drug retailer is shifting this year, and who you might think is typically where you can save the most money. Very well could be is changing this year from for 2024 compared to 2023, and you're going to need to be on your toes for the changes that are upon us.
Oh yeah, no, that's a really good reminder there, Charles. And I know that you know, you already have your calendar kind of filling up, I'm sure, for people who are getting in and taking a look at some of this. So you know, I'm sure that it's just as easy as, you know, go ahead and give in your office a call if people do want to go ahead and get an appointment booked, because this next couple of months you really want to get in probably sooner the better, because we're going to be getting busy with the holidays.
That's right. Everybody's calendar starts to get full and busy later on, and it's a good idea to evaluate this, get it out of the way, and set up the best plan for yourself for the upcoming year. I was helping somebody that was new to Medicare in 2024, birthdays in January, so I was assisting them, and it was just surprising at the plans that were available and the savings that she could experience by going to a different retailer than the main one that she's used to going to. And so what I'm seeing is some things that we've held to be true in the past years might not be as true for 2024 like they have been. And so if you can get in tune with that, very possible that you can save significant dollars on your prescriptions by getting that all figured out. And we do all that work. We do the heavy lifting and plug in your prescriptions and show which one has the most savings, which plan and which retailer has the most savings.
Well, sure. And, you know, this is almost like, you know, obviously some of this stuff, maybe, yeah, you might be able to figure it out on your own, but it's kind of like taxes where, you know, if you have the professionals like you guys who are looking at this every day, you know all the tricks and ways to save people that money. And it's really, you know, everyone's time is valuable. And so being able to schedule something like this, that's really going to be able to be the best use of your time. And you can have a significant cost savings there. And so if people are going to make those appointments, come and see you, what do they need to bring with them when they're coming for during this AEP period?
Main thing is to bring their Medicare card, bring their current insurance ID cards wherever they go, whatever they have. And the thing is, if you're on the best plan already, we want you to stay there. But if it's possible that you can experience some savings by switching plans, that's that's a great idea. And so we just need to know where you're at so we know if you need to change or not. So bring your Medicare card and your current insurance ID cards.
Very good. Well, anything else we should know about this, Charles, as we get closer and closer to that, the 15th here of the month?
I want to take just a moment to say last night, Thursday, October the 5th, we had our Medicare kickoff event at the park, and we had a really great time. We had about 100 people there, and we had a really enjoyable time. I just want to thank everybody for coming out. Hope they enjoyed themselves, and I just look forward to seeing everyone in our office and getting you set up for the next year on your prescription drug plan.
Okay, that's really good. And yeah,
Medicare
go ahead.
Plan.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm really glad you had a good turnout there. Sounded like a great event. Sorry I wasn't quite able to swing it, but that was really good, and I'm glad that turned out well. So if people do want to get on the calendar to come and see you guys during this AEP, what's the best way to get a hold of you? Where can we find you?
Our main phone number is 620-331-8800. Our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Water's True Value. And you can either call our office, you can walk in, and we can help you evaluate your options.
Fantastic. Well, Charles, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your family time to call in and talk with us today. I hope you can enjoy everything there in Oklahoma City. I know there's just so many fun things to go do and see, so I hope you can definitely make the best of it. And we look forward to chatting again here next week.
Thank you, James.
All
Have a
right.
great day.
Yeah, you too. That's Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on the Mighty 690, and we get to talk with Charles every Friday at 8:10. Coming up, we do have Open Line getting started in just a few minutes. 47 degrees right now in Coffeyville, and we're going up to a high today of 67, but it's going to be cooling off into the 50s this afternoon.